The Secret Room. One day, a king was traveling through the desert. There he met a man. "Why is your head gray and your beard black?" "Because my head is older than my beard." The king was pleased with the man's reply. "You must not tell this to anyone until you have seen my face 99 times," the king ordered. When the king returned home, he asked his chief counselor, "Why does a man's hair turn gray before his beard?" The chief counselor didn't know why, and he was not clever enough to figure it out. But he was shrewd. He asked one of the king's companions where they had traveled. Then he rode out into the desert and found the man. "Why is your head gray and your beard black?" "I cannot tell you," said the man. "I am the king's chief counselor. If you don't tell me, I'll have you thrown in prison. If you do, I'll give you 1,000 gold coins." 99 copper coins will do," said the man. The chief counselor gave him the money and got the answer. "What a fool that man is to have asked for so little." When the chief counselor answered the king's question, the king summoned the man at once. "You have disobeyed me." "But, Your Majesty, I followed your orders," said the man. "How so?" asked the king. "I did not tell him until I'd seen Your Majesty's face 99 times on these coins," said the man. The king was so impressed with the man's cleverness that he appointed him treasurer, and the man served the king diligently. In time, the king came to value his advice in all matters and rewarded him handsomely. As the man's influence grew, so did the chief counselor's envy. Day and night, he thought, "I must get rid of that man." So he accused the man of stealing gold from the treasury and hiding it in his house. When the king heard this, he went to the man's house. They searched for a long time, but found nothing. Then the chief counselor discovered a door that was locked. "Aha," he said, "a secret room." The king ordered the man to unlock the door, but the room was empty. The king was astonished. "What is this secret room?" "Your Majesty, I am grateful for all the honors and riches you have given me," said the man, "but I must not get too full of myself. So I come every day to this room to remind myself that I am still the man, that I am still the same man with a gray head and a black beard whom you once met in the desert." "I knew you were clever," said the king. "Now I know you are wise." He dismissed the chief counselor and appointed the man in his place.